Chiquita Brands International has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The fabled company, long the world's leading supplier of bananas, had no other way to cope with its mounting debt. In the past decade, the company's lost more than $700 million. Its stock price, which crested at $50 in 1991, has since plummeted to a low of 48 cents. NPR's Kathleen Schalk explains what happened.
Chiquita, formerly United Fruit, has been in business for more than a century. It once wielded such influence that countries where it grew its crops were dubbed banana republics. It bought huge tracts of land and built railroads, even whole villages, to cultivate, package, and ship bananas, according to Nicholas Stein, who writes for Fortune magazine.
In the mid-50s, when the company was really at its peak, it employed more than 60,000 workers, and they had close to 2 million acres of land and more than 1,000 miles of railroad that wound through various Latin American countries. Literally, the entire country would become sort of a production vehicle for Chiquita, or United Fruit as it was then called.
United Fruit sometimes threw its weight around, most infamously in 1954 when it prodded the U.S. government to help overthrow a newly elected left-leaning government in Guatemala that it feared would be bad for business. In the U.S., the company was renowned for its marketing success, especially for this song, which became a hit on the radio.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you.
But Chiquita got into trouble in the early 1990s because it took a gamble on Europe. Europe had become its most profitable market. Bananas sold there for twice as much as they did in the U.S. Sales were climbing fast. Europe was merging into the European Union, and the company expected the EU to dispense with the trade barriers some European countries had been using to steer business toward their former colonies in Africa and the Caribbean. Instead, the opposite happened. The continent closed the door tighter, using a quota system the World Trade Organization later declared to be illegal, according to company spokesman Jeff Sala.
In the early 90s, at the time the EU regime went in place, we had about a 40% market share, which was cut by more than half. So Chiquita sustained considerable damage over a period of years in an international trade dispute that finally did get settled this April. And that leads to brighter future prospects for the company. But unfortunately, the settlement didn't award Chiquita any damages for past losses.
Chiquita had run up huge debts and faced a glut of bananas and a declining euro, which further cut into European profits. Matt Furco, director of the Distressed Securities Group at UBS Warburg, says declaring bankruptcy doesn't mean the end for Chiquita.
You basically have a company in bankruptcy, but the operations are going to be fine. The only thing they're doing is they're converting debt to equity. So there's going to be no negative impact from operations. The company's got great relationships with its suppliers, its customers, and everyone knows kind of the situation they're in. And now you're going to see a company that had $1.3 billion in debt essentially emerge from bankruptcy with only $660 million of debt.
Chiquita says it doesn't expect layoffs and plans to emerge from bankruptcy early next year. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.